This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Apparently, who plays quarterback, not all that important in the NFL. It's Canty and Carlin, except it's Amber and Carlin. I'm sorry, it's force of habit, Amber Wilson, that I would say Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. What's going on?
Happy to be here, whether I'm Canty or whether I'm Amber. Let's go.
Well, she, of course, of the new show Joe and Amber, which begins on January the 3rd. We're in for Greeny today, and we have got so much to get to throughout the course of the show. A ton on the Dolphins and Bills tomorrow night. A ton on all the games this weekend. So let's not waste any time. Let's roll. Well, Amber, the place to start is that game last night, and the 49ers winning the NFC West and Brock Purdy. I'm really just blown away right now. I don't get it. Is Kyle Shanahan this brilliant of a coach? Is the 49ers system just too perfect that anybody can step in and play quarterback and give you an opportunity to win? I know how good their defense is. All you have to do is watch last night to see it. But Amber, how is it that somebody who was the last pick in the draft this past year can step in and the 49ers do not miss a beat?
It's like we're living in a simulation, right? Where where we actually say, hey, let's just take Mr. Irrelevant and plug him into Shanahan's system and see how it goes. You know, like, let's start a new reality television like that or a new league here in the NFL. And apparently it goes pretty darn well. And Carlin, now I feel like we know nothing. Like, we know nothing about evaluating quarterbacks, period. Because how can you take the guy who almost didn't get drafted and you just plug him in as a starter, and it looks like the 49ers haven't missed a beat? A passer rating of 117 last night from Purdy, 17 to 26, 217 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. It was clear his system was, hey, let's run it all through that running game. Let's run it all through Christian McCaffrey, which, man, that McCaffrey pickup might end up being the most important pickup of this entire NFL season. But that's the brilliance of Shanahan, is he puts his quarterbacks in a position for success, Carlin. And now I have no idea how to evaluate quarterbacks. Like, I am questioning everything that we've ever known about the NFL. Is Patrick Mahomes even good? I don't know. Maybe it's Andy Reid. Let's take Mr. Irrelevant, throw him into the Chiefs, see what happens.
Yeah, listen, I won't go that far, but it does throw me off because I'm looking through all of the stats this morning outside of just the ones that you just cited too. Like, well, there must be something that he's not doing well. Well, when they pressure him, the numbers aren't amazing, but they're not, he's not turning the football over. That's what I know. Like, this guy has stepped in, and the 49ers, from a quarterback standpoint, they certainly expected Trey Lance to be a dominant player in the league. And that's why they traded up all those picks to go and get him a couple of years ago. Having said that, can you really justify it in your mind right now? Like, was that a good idea to trade up all that capital to go and get Trey Lance when you held on to Jimmy G, you were ready to get rid of him, and you didn't lose any part of production this year? And now you slide in Brock Purdy, and that's not hurting you either. It could be just pure happenstance of having the right guy for the right system at the right time. And if that's the case, like, good on the 49ers for recognizing that he would be a good fit as a potential third quarterback if they ever needed to go to him. But I look at this now, and if I'm John Lynch, I'm thrilled. And at the same time, I'm like, well, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Maybe I could be getting, you know, some answers in some other spots instead of sitting in draft hell for a couple of years here.
If I'm John Lynch, I'm thrilled because I look like a genius because of what you just said, like the right guy at the right time. I mean, I have a really hard time believing that they actually knew Brock Purdy was the right guy, right? Like, what's that? Like, where was he slated on their draft board? We're talking about Mr. Irrelevant. I feel like he was just some dude sitting there and they're like, eh, why not? You know, and they pick him up. And now it looks like they have a diamond in the rough. It's obviously about Shanahan's system. I do think that there's a couple of ways to look at this, though, when it comes to Trey Lance. If you can slide in Mr. Irrelevant and he can look like this, then I think if you're a Niners fan, you're like, okay, then yeah, Trey Lance can look like anything. He's supposedly the far more talented player than Brock Purdy coming out of college. So Shanahan clearly can turn anybody into anything. We'll be sitting pretty then with Trey Lance. And that's saying something, because I'm one who's been critical in the past of them moving on from more of a given producer in Jimmy G. Not that I think Jimmy G is the greatest quarterback in the league, but in that system, you knew he worked within that system. With Trey Lance, there's a lot of questions. Now, after seeing it work with Mr. Irrelevant, I'm like, all right, why not move on to Trey Lance or whomever else is going to be on a rookie contract and be much cheaper? So that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, though, is what you just suggested, which they gave up a whole lot of picks to move up to get Trey Lance, and maybe they could have just, you know, taken some dude in the fifth round and it would have looked the same. So what was the point of that?
Yeah, listen, you feel great about it, but maybe it's just the part of me that would worry, or that would it's not even a negative thought. It's just, okay, this is going great right now. I've got three games left in the regular season. I have clinched the NFC West. I have an excellent chance with a dominant defense to go and win, but am I just not seeing fully the truth right now? In other words, I'm worried about in the coming weeks that you may not see the rookie problems that a guy is going to go through until it matters the most, until we get to the postseason. Because when I look at the 49ers, I don't exactly think they're going to get tested. I mean, Washington's tough. And you're going to play the kid as much as you can to make sure that he gets as much experience as he can. But then you got the Raiders and you got Arizona. Like, I worry that those first real bumps in the road are going to come when it matters the most. And this is the trickiest part for the 49ers. The chance to win is right now. The chance to win is this year. It's next year. This is why we've talked about Tom Brady being a possibility for the 49ers next year, not just because he's from out there, but because it's just too ideal of a fit. And I guess if I'm John Lynch, I'm loving it, but at the same time, am I waiting for the other shoe to drop at the wrong time?
I think it's going to be really interesting to see what they do for the rest of the season now moving forward, because they're not going to fall any lower than that third seed in the NFC. Technically, they could still catch the Eagles for that one seed. Unlikely, but still very likely here that they could get to that number two spot in the NFC. But does Shanahan care about that? Because now we're in a situation where Debo Samuel's nursing the sprained knee and the sprained ankle. You know, the injuries are piling up. I mean, goodness, the injuries on that team. And so do you want to put your team in a position where you're trying to really put stock in winning these games when you're not going to slip any lower than that third seed in the NFC anyways, as we come down the stretch here in the regular season? Or do you want to rest guys and make sure they're healthy for the postseason? But the problem is, resting guys isn't going to help Brock Purdy, right? Because of the problems that you just said. Like, if he's going to have that rookie game, which we feel like that rookie game's got to be coming, but if he's going to have it, you'd much rather him have it in the regular season. You don't want to see those cracks in the foundation showing up in the postseason. Postseason games are different. The pressure's certainly going to be different. And for a guy going from Mr. Irrelevant to now one of the most relevant players in the National Football League, you want to make sure he's got his reps underneath him with the main guys on your team. So that's going to be an interesting balancing act for Shanahan here moving forward.
What really is clear to me, Amber, is that the 49ers have, let's just call it what it is, it's a dominant defense. And by the end of this, if they go on to win the Super Bowl, it could be one of the all-time great defenses. It's definitely, in my mind, capable of that at this point. You look at what Nick Bosa's doing. I mean, Nick Bosa is, you know, Micah Parsons just has a better PR agent, you know, basically. Because Nick Bosa's had just an amazing year. And if he's not Defensive Player of the Year, I think in my mind right now, something's wrong. If we're looking at this 49ers team and they are as dominant as they have been defensively, I don't know if the Eagles are beating them. I really don't. I think the Eagles' defense is good, but I don't think it's amazing. I don't think it's this. And you're talking about whether they're going to be the two seed or the one seed or wherever they are, I'm not sure it matters. I'm not sure it matters. I think that's because, as we know, defense travels, and man, this defense is going to travel.
It feels like staying healthier. With the adversity that this team has faced now all season, staying healthier may be a far more primary concern than where they end up in that 1, 2, or 3 seed in the NFC. But they've certainly gotten this far. Last night goes a long way towards that. Normally the Seahawks have the Niners number, so big win. I mean, the score doesn't even tell the story of that game. It was a more lopsided game than that final score shows. But it all comes down to Brock Purdy being able to protect that football, right? And that's Kyle Shanahan's scheme. And if those mistakes start showing up, if the interceptions start matching the touchdowns, then we might run into a problem. But so far, it's been amazing watching this story develop.
It's Amber Wilson, Chris Carlin, and for Greeny today on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states and situations. Up next, we're sitting here wondering that it just can't be this easy, right? Well, we'll get the word of a guy that used to have to defend it all the time and is a Super Bowl champion to fill us in on what we're seeing right now and if this is normal. It's Amber Wilson, Chris Carlin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Greeny, the podcast.
Brock Purdy was certainly in the zone last night. In the Zone brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. In just 30 seconds, we'll find out if this is real or is it just a bizarre happenstance from one of our experts. Rob Ninkovich joins us in just moments. It's Amber Wilson, Chris Carlin, and for Greeny on ESPN Radio. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. The AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies the check engine light code, but also helps identify the most likely cause of the check engine light being on. The information provided by the free AutoZone Fix Finder service is verified by data from over 5.5 million ASE certified technicians. With over 5,000 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Amber, I guess Washington will be a decent test for them, for Purdy in particular, next week. And it's certainly clear that the Seahawks defense has not been great this season. But it's still, I still find myself worried that the one time we're going to find out about real issues that Purdy will have will come when it costs the 49ers the most.
Well, certainly, when you're talking about a postseason team with real postseason expectations, which is exactly the job that he stepped into, then the pressure is going to be something that's hard for any of us, I think, to fully understand. I think these last couple games, Carlin, it's like, oh, okay, Brock, we don't expect anything, right? Like, Jimmy G goes down. We know Trey Lance goes down. Jimmy G goes down. All of a sudden, we're rolling in some dude that nobody, most people, let's be honest, are not very familiar with, right? Is Mr. Irrelevant, we all find out. And I think the expectations were so low. The problem is now that we have seen it work for these couple games, he's almost going to be his own worst enemy because the expectations are going to start ramping back up to the expectations that we previously had for this 49ers team, because now we're thinking, okay, they've got the pieces. Shanahan's got the system. Doesn't matter if you're Mr. Irrelevant or Mr. Most Irrelevant, you're going to be able to slide into the system, and the expectation isn't going to just be to win some games in the postseason, but it's going to be to find yourself in a position like Jimmy Garoppolo once found himself in, right, where you're really competing in this system for a Super Bowl. And I think that the pressure of that, plus just the way that the play ramps up in the postseason, it's completely unpredictable how somebody like Brock Purdy is going to handle that stage. He's never been on it before, Carlin.
No, he hasn't. And I honestly, I don't even know if it's just the stage or what it is, but this is one of those circumstances that really I can't explain, and we will get into it more through the course of the show in just a few moments. But listen, let's step into some of these other games this weekend, because we've got more than enough to cover. And I would start with what we've got tomorrow night. I know we've got a couple of good games during the day, but Amber, you especially as a Dolphin fan, I cannot wait for this game. And I have never been in a position where I can't wait for a game where I believe one team has absolutely no chance to win. And it's no offense to you.
And you're talking about the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. It's no offense to the Dolphins, although I could certainly see where it would be taken that way. But I don't feel like they have any shot in this kind of circumstance to go and win a game where it's going to be snowing, it's going to be windy, it's going to be in the 20s. It is an absolutely brutal, brutal scenario to try to play in.
The key to knowing that you just said something offensive is that you said no offense before you said it. And certainly it's offensive to Dolphins fans. You saw
no
Mike McDaniel. Right. No disrespect. With all due respect, Mike McDaniel's out there with the, you know, I wish it was colder t-shirt on at practice, which I absolutely love. The reality is there's no way for it to be colder in Miami. Like, you can crank down that AC as low
as it goes
in that bubble. It ain't going to simulate what's going to happen.
It's not
there
getting to 20. Tomorrow. It might get to 65.
Right. Which 65 is freezing for us down here in Florida, mind you. I have all my fireplaces on and like three sweaters when it gets to 65. I am not a professional football player, and I'm not going to claim to be nearly as tough as one. However, I have lived in Florida for my entire life, and I can tell you, as somebody who is very accustomed to 90 degrees and 100% humidity, I am going to ESPN next week to Bristol in Connecticut, and I am scared, Carlin. I like legitimately scared. I ordered online a whole new set of sweaters because I don't even own any to make these trips for ESPN to Connecticut in New York, and I am scared in my soul of walking from my car to my hotel and from my car into ESPN. I cannot imagine what it's like to actually be
walk.
In the right. I cannot imagine what it's like to actually be in the elements for 4 hours having to do something physical. And so I do think that the weather is a factor here. What I think is interesting, though, because of course the weather is a factor for Miami. And listen, the weather, in all fairness, the weather was a factor for Buffalo last time they were down in Miami and lost to the Dolphins, right? When it was 110 degrees. Like, we have our own home field advantage down here
as well. No question.
But I also think what's interesting is I don't even think that the weather suits the Bills, which is weird about this Bills team just schematically. Like, let's put a dome on the stadium and let's see what Josh Allen can do in a controlled environment, because I feel like it would be a lot prettier than what we're going to see on Saturday from either of these teams, frankly.
So here's what's interesting about that. I don't disagree that it doesn't fully suit what the Bills want to be offensively. It's not like they're, you know, from the 80s and they want to run the football down your throat and they're going to come up and tough it out and all that. I do think, though, that you have a quarterback that was used to cold weather in Josh Allen throughout his collegiate career. And when you watch him throw the football, I don't think the Bills get affected all that much by the weather conditions because, I mean, the guy's got a howitzer for an arm. I did the game up in Buffalo last year in week 18 with the Jets and the Bills. And that was similar kind of conditions to what we're going to see tomorrow night. Freezing. Icy rain / snow, just nobody wants to be in it. And they didn't have much of a problem running their offense in that kind of weather. So that's where I think they're going to be okay. But here's the thing. Like, you're talking about Mike McDaniel's shirt. Listen to Mike McDaniel this week on going to play up in Buffalo. Yeah, listen, I do think the Dolphins, while they have been asked about it a ton, certainly have spoken about it a ton. And I'm interested to get the perspective here of Rob Ninkovich, who joins us, ESPN NFL analyst. Rob, it's Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Greeny today. We appreciate the time. Let's just start here. You've played for both. You've been in that situation of being in Miami and being in New England for the Patriots. So you know hot weather and cold weather. Tell me about what this is going to mean for the Dolphins going into this tomorrow night.
Well, you know, I think, being in Florida definitely spoils you when it is December. And a lot of guys on this football team played in cold climates. But when you're down there and you're practicing in the nice weather, you get used to it. And, you know, your hands and your pads and the way the field, turf feels and the way that the ball feels coming out of your hand, those are all different when it's in cold weather, which you really can't. You can't practice in those conditions. You just can't do it. You can't replicate that unless you're in a cold state, obviously. So, you know, I do believe, yeah, it's a little bit of mindset, but the head coach had a shirt on that said, "I wish it was colder." You know, like, he kind of put that out there to where he's trying to make it not a thing for the players. But at the end of the day, it's going to be really tough for the Miami Dolphins to go up to Buffalo in cold conditions with snow that you haven't experienced and go win that football game. It's really, really tough. And I just know from experience, sitting on a beach in Christmas time, it's really tough to go up to six inches of snow and go play a football game.
Nink, I want to transition here because, like you said, there's no way to predict what is going to happen when the Dolphins go up. It's like a simulation, though. You can't simulate it down in Miami. I feel like we're living in a simulation with what's happening in San Francisco, where we've come up with a simulation where we just take Mr. Irrelevant and we plug him into Shanahan's offense, and it looks pretty darn good. 17 of 26 last night, 217, a couple scores, no interceptions. Have you ever seen anything like this? Like, is Shanahan just this much of a genius, or is it possible that we all overlooked what Brock Purdy could bring to an NFL offense when he was coming out of college?
Well, I think it's a perfect storm of offensive coordinating with, you know, having McCaffrey, having Kittle, having a great offensive line, having a top defense that only allows 15 points a game. That really helps a young player come into a position and really play well. I didn't think he was going to win. I didn't think they were going to win last night. I thought that Purdy might have a tough time, and I was wrong. He shocked me. I was literally sitting there like, wow, this kid looks terrific. So with that being said, I think they could win not only one playoff game, but I think they could ride this defense, and when you get Debo back, if Purdy continues to play at this level, I think they could get themselves into a Super Bowl. I really do. So we'll find out here pretty soon if he can continue to play at this level, but right now, for Mr. Irrelevant, he's not irrelevant. The kid's playing great football.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, joining Amber Wilson, Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Rob, if you're game planning for him right now, what are you doing? You have to be watching that from a defensive player's standpoint last night. What has he not seen so far that might give him trouble?
Well, I think we saw in the first game he took a few hits, and he's a little banged up, right? Mm-hmm. He's not a big guy. It's not like you're looking at Josh Allen. So you got to be careful that he doesn't get nicked up in a situation where he's running for a first down. You know, the young player doesn't really know when to get down, when to protect himself, takes a big hit, and then you're without Purdy. So I think those are the game time experience things that certain guys, you know, you learn from that experience, and he just has to be on the field to experience those moments.
Rob, Cowboys Jags on Sunday at 1 p.m. The Cowboys obviously favored in that one, even though it's in Jacksonville. But a little birdie told me that you actually are taking the Jags in that game. Why?
Well, I mean, the Jags are playing good football. Trevor Lawrence is playing really good. In the last five games, he's got 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. He leads the NFL in the last five games with his throwing percentage, completion percentage, that is. So I just think that if they were to put their guard down and maybe look past Jacksonville, which there's been talks of Parsons and the Eagles going back and forth, I do believe that the Jacksonville Jaguars could win that football game if they're playing like they've been playing the last few weeks, and the Cowboys put the same football that we saw last week against the Texans out there, they're going to get beat.
Rob, what would concern you the most big picture with the Cowboys right now?
Turnovers. Dak throwing the football in the coverage, turn the ball over. We saw it last week against the Texans. You do that against a good football team, you will lose.
You mentioned the Cowboys looking ahead to the Eagles. Could the Eagles then get caught in a trap game this weekend against the Bears because maybe they're looking ahead to the Cowboys as well?
No, I think they have a great mentality. I mean, every question that was thrown at the Eagles, they were solely focused on beating the Chicago Bears. You know, I think one of the linemen said, I'm not playing the Chicago Parsons. So they seem to have a task at hand to go and win in Chicago, and I think they'll get that done.
Rob, last one for me. What other game do you look at this weekend, whether it's Lions-Jets, Giants-Commanders? What game do you look at that has your attention the most?
I think I really want to see this Lions team. You know, how are they going to do on the road? And, you know, it might be raining. I know right now I'm looking out this window, it's raining. So the conditions might be a little bit nasty. The Lions haven't played great on the road. You know, that'll tell you what kind of team they are if they can win this football game on the road.
Rob, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst. I think he's outstanding at this. He's really turned out to be so good and points out some of those things that you don't necessarily see. It's Amber Wilson, Chris Carlin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Want you to be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Are you a big cook?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, putting me on the spot.
Here's the thing. Like, my best instrument with which to cook is an app on my phone. Honestly, for dinner. It is Grubhub or it is ordering something along those lines. And so Bubba sent us today the top orders this year on Grubhub. But he sent them to us and I didn't look at them yet and neither did you.
Nope.
So Bubba explained, this is for the most ordered foods for the entire past year. Is that accurate?
Yep, we have Grubhub's top takeout orders of 2022. We have their top 10 overall, also the favorite desserts, and top alcoholic beverages.
Huh.
So my question to you is, what do you think is the number one, just general, it's not like from a specific place or whatever, what was the number one most ordered meal from Grubhub.
Is it too simple to say pizza, Amber?
Well, here's the thing with pizza. I feel like, do you order pizza through Grubhub? I guess maybe.
I don't. I order through the place that
that's
I like.
I normally order through the pizza delivery places. So I feel like if we're talking Grubhub or Uber Eats or any of these other food delivery services, that's not going to be the most common thing. I do think that if we just general the most common food ordered in the USA, it would be pizza, but not through that app.
All right, I agree, which is what leads me to believe that wings is the correct answer.
Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, wings is a good one.
What do you
one.
Think?
I am having a hard time debating here between something as simple as, you know, donuts, which I would imagine because I'm thinking like offices all over the country are probably ordering things like that in the mornings for their employees. But I'm going to go with tacos.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Bubba.
All right. The number one, well, wings is number 10. So wings made the list, but they're number 10. Number one. Is, if you think about it, it makes sense. It's burritos.
Oh, I was so close. Come on. That burritos. Taco burrito.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess we'll
Is that because, like, Chipotle doesn't deliver?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. You know, you go to Chipotle.
Although, actually, Chipotle does deliver.
Deliver on their own? I did not know that.
Deliver on their own. I didn't know that either. I actually found that out yesterday.
So number two was burgers. Right. And then number three was still pizza.
Here's my problem with ordering the burger. There are too many things that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's honestly...
Yeah, if you're ordering a burger from Grubhub, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, first of all, if you're ordering a burger from Grubhub through like a fast food place or whatever, that's just... What are we doing? Then if you're ordering it from another place, you're ordering a burger, I'm assuming you're ordering some fries with it. Way too easy for those fries to get incredibly soggy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get lettuce and tomato with the burger, that's going to make the fries soggy. The burger's going to cook out. And listen, you can tell I could go on for this for about an hour.
Yeah, I'm with you because I also am one that tends to utilize apps to deliver me food incredibly far too often. And if you are an expert like me and Carlin, part of the equation has to be the soggy factor by the time the food gets to you. It's not the same as ordering at a restaurant by any means.
No, Bubba. I mean, the soggy factor is a killer. What else is in there that I might be surprised with? Like, don't tell me salads are on there.
Caesar salad, number 8.
Oh, my God.
I mean, salads is what I normally order.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, a chicken quesadilla, California roll, fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I order a lot of sushi.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the rest. You know, Caesar salad number 8, though. What about your favorite dessert? What do you think is the number one dessert ordered through Grubhub?
Oh, I'm going cookies there. I think cookies from, like, those specialized cookie places like Insomnia or Crumble.
Yeah, that's
I would go cookies.
That's a good one. That's probably right. I'll just say like ice cream cake to be different than Carlin, but Carlin's probably right.
The cookies are number 3. The correct answer is tiramisu. Oh.
Really?
So
tiramisu.
I didn't expect
They're
that.
Ordering tiramisu on Grubhub in Iowa?
And number 2 is baklava.
Baklava.
So people are really
very exotic desserts.
Really getting out there, yeah. Cheesecake 4 and a brownie number 5.
Okay.
Flan is number 10.
What?
Alcohol. I mean, how could it not be beer, right?
It's got to be beer. That's got to be the number. No, you know what? It could be wine. Oh, it's beer.
It's beer?
Yep. Beer is 1 and then margaritas are 2.
Margaritas over wine?
Margaritas?
Really?
Yes. Who's ordering sake is 3. Pina colada is 4, and
then
wine.
Hold on. Pina colada? I mean, that can't be a frozen pina colada, obviously. Yeah. I mean, these drinks cannot be good by the time they get to you, right? Like, I've never ordered a mixed drink through an app.
And I might argue that, like, if you're going to go with a margarita and a pina colada, and you're ordering it, like, I have never been in a spot where I'm sitting at home.
No.
And I say, you know what? I don't have the ingredients, so I have got a hankering for a margarita. Let me hit up Grubhub.
Yeah, let me fire up the Grubhub and get a margarita.
These people have to be on vacation in Florida or something. This makes no sense that those are the top
Grubhub from Chili's.
Florida man orders a margarita from Grubhub.
I can see that. It makes a lot of sense down here.
It's Amber Wilson, Chris Carlin, and for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I got a lot of questions after that. Meanwhile, a guy who doesn't have a lot of questions with the kind of player he is Micah Parsons, but he did something yesterday that I just think is flat out inexcusable after he made his comments earlier this week. We'll get to that in just moments. Now, if you're hiring, You know the struggle. Quickly finding the best candidates for your team can seem like an impossible task. ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find exactly who you're looking for. From accountants to zoologists, ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find the right person for the job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. When you're ready to build a winning team, let ZipRecruiter help you build the perfect roster. You can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Amber Wilson, Chris Carlin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
A little bit of breaking news in the last few minutes. This from Adam Schefter. Jets doctors will not clear Mike White for contact before Sunday's game against Detroit, and thus Zach Wilson will start against the Lions. White wanted to play in his practice, but Jets doctors are not signing off. Thus, Wilson is back as Jets starting quarterback. Wow. You cannot feel good about that if you're in New York right now.
And I'm not sure the locker room feels great about that either, considering all the reports that have come out of that locker room over the last month.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that he has been the that Mike White has absolutely been the guy that they prefer. And Zach Wilson has rubbed a lot of guys the wrong way. But according to Adam Schefter, he did get the majority of practice reps this week because he was not cleared, because White was not cleared. So there we are. So the Jets now are in a very, very interesting situation going up against the Lions on Sunday. It's Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio has you covered for bowl game action. Tune in today. It's the Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. Coverage begins 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Amber, Micah Parsons made his comments earlier this week in relation to Jalen Hurts maybe not being the MVP. Maybe it had a lot more to do with the fact that the Eagles have a really good defense and their system offensively. Listen, you want to make that comment? That's fine. Canty and I talked about it a lot. Canty's saying, well, maybe he's trying to set up his teammates for next week of not putting Jalen Hurts on any kind of a pedestal moving forward. But then yesterday, Amber, he gave it the old, well, you know, they only took one of the little sound bites from the interview and it's out of context. Like, dude, if you're saying it, just say it. Just back it up. We all heard it. There was nothing out of context from that.
You always got to go with the out of context, the old out of context, right? Even though you can listen to that whole Vaughncast, right? Because he was on Von Miller's podcast when he made the comment. He said it's system and team. That is quite literally the direct quote there from Micah Parsons. It's not something insane to say, but we know if you say that about that market, a team in that market, certainly there is going to be reaction to it. There's going to be reaction if you're saying it about the guy right now who's the front runner for the MVP, or about the team right now that's the best team in the NFL. And though because of that, there's going to be a bunch of media storms surrounding it. I love it because, of course, also you and I are in the business of content. So give me that content, Micah. Please be honest. Give me more transparency. Don't bother to walk it back. I actually just think the root of what he said, though, ain't that crazy. I mean, I understand what Jalen Hurts has looked like this season. I also saw a dude last night who was Mr. Irrelevant have a 117 passer rating. I don't know what I'm watching out here with these quarterbacks. Is it Jalen Hurts? Could I put Brock Purdy into that system and he'd look like Jalen this year? I don't know. Jalen Hurts has some insane weapons and the best O-line in the game. But I think when Micah walked back these comments, the thing that he said that I felt like was a smart thing for him to say is he said, hey, I'm a defensive guy. I just don't think that Eagles defense gets enough credit. I think it's more about that Eagles D than the offense. And I mean, that's a reasonable take from a guy like Parsons.
Here is A.J. Brown, who is on KJM this morning in relation to the Parsons comments.
It wasn't no conversation. It was just, it was focused on Chicago. I'm sure we'll discuss that when we'll discuss the Cowboys in another week, but it wasn't no conversation about Michael Parsons at all. That's not our focus. We're focused on Chicago trying to get a win this week.
So that's the answer. You give it no energy at all. It doesn't deserve your time until it deserves your time.
No. No energy at all, like you said. And that's someone's perception. Like, that's what he believes. That's fine.
Listen, I get it from the Eagles standpoint. They are not giving it any energy, but I do have a feeling, as Canty and I were talking about yesterday, if they get a chance, Amber, they are going to run it up. They are going to go after the Cowboys next week. Not just winning the game, but going after it pretty good.
I mean, they're saying the right things. You don't want to get caught looking ahead when you've got the Bears coming up. But let's be honest, they're looking ahead.
I don't think there's any doubt they're looking ahead. Listen, we're looking ahead to make some money next.
Friday on Bart and Hahn, the 49ers wrap up the NFC West with a win over the Seahawks. We'll get into that and the rest of the NFL week number 15. It's Bart and Hahn, 12 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.